So I was born in Poland, in a small town in the southeast of Poland. And it was, in general, it was a very happy childhood. The town was a kind of town when nothing is happening, nothing was happening, and still nothing really is happening. And in general, I think it was a very, very happy time. Probably until the time my mommy got sick very suddenly, and that changed the whole world for me. That was something that nobody was, you know, ready for, and it was a very hard 2 years of my life when all of a sudden I noticed everything what I didn't like about Poland. I didn't like the corruption, I didn't like the fact that the health service was not really treating people the way I expected. It was something that I couldn't cope with. So my mommy had died, and 5 days after that, I left Poland. I left very cross, and I said to myself, I'm not going back here. I don't want to be part of this world. I don't want to be part of this country, this culture and everything. And I ended up here, which was, in a way, a pure incident. It wasn't planned whatsoever. So I came over here, and I absolutely fell in love with everything. From the moment I left the plane, I remember I looked around and I thought, this is the place I belong to. And I must say that I still have that feeling from the very first moment. I felt like I find my place in the world. I think I was probably very lucky that from my first steps here, I always met really lovely people on my way, and that probably made the whole difference about how I felt about staying here and making my life here. Before coming to Northern Ireland, at that time in Poland, I had to leave university. I was studying law. At some point, I just had to accept the fact I wasn't able to afford it, which was a very tough decision for me. But that was the reality for many, many young people in Poland, and that's why probably many of us left at the first opportunity. We felt like we were in charge of our lives, no matter how hard you tried, it just wasn't enough. The life for young people in Poland back in 2000s or 1990s, it was just hard. There weren't many opportunities, there wasn't many or not at all support. Whenever I grew up, people were only kind of emerging from communism era, and it really had a massive impact on the way we were looking at the world, like our parents were looking at the world around. And I think it was so deep into our culture not to do anything that would bring attention. Many times people were kind of giving up their ambitions. They just wanted to be unseen by the others because they didn't want to put anybody at risk, their families at risk. So, but I can see the difference between what we had growing up as young people in a post-communism country to what people have here. It's hard not to compare it, but it's not about comparison, you know, it's just a different reality. I feel, you know, this is my home. I have my children here. I feel like I'm like a tree. My roots are here. I was born in Poland, and part of me will always belong there. But this is my home.